There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Time is 7 after the hour. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Molly Page, Ken Kessler, and a reluctant Rich McFadden. Here we are on the air for another day of conversation, another hour of conversation. And I don't normally start with these sorts of things, but I'm finding that because, well, there are a couple of television stories, and Jennifer's really on top of all of this stuff, maybe three. Actor Gary Sinise is going to join us at the bottom of the hour to talk about the Memorial Day concert this weekend. It's always good to have his presence here. David Letterman is leaving his late night program tomorrow. No, tonight is it. It's the 20th. Yeah, tonight's the last night of that. A lot of people are talking about that. What I find, though, worthy of our concern at the moment is the latest episode of Game of Thrones. And whether, I guess I would go around the room. Kenny, you watch Game of Thrones?
No.
Okay. Jennifer, you watch Game of Thrones?
It's going to be a unanimous thing here. Yeah, no, I do not.
All right. Molly, you watch it?
I've seen a couple of episodes.
Oh, there we go.
So what is there about this show where people get their heads chopped off, characters get castrated, there are slaughters all the time, bloodbaths? Why is it that so many viewers are in? This is the most popular show on HBO, or at least it used to be. Now, I'm the change. There was on Sunday night the episode that basically showed a forced rape on the screen. And this has brought women's groups to their to the stand-up position. What is going on? The disturbing scenes that were part of this, I don't want to see it. I read about it, and that was all I needed to underscore what I've been saying for months, if not for years, since I watched one or two episodes and saw the kind of slaughter. And we see this in movies, too.
Well, they're depicting a time period that was very violent.
Okay, that's...
They can't really, if they're doing a real... I would just imagine. I don't watch it because I don't want to see it, and it is too violent, and I'd rather spend my time somewhere else. But at the same time, they're trying to make something that's authentic, I would imagine.
But why would that appeal to people? Why does this appeal? This is
It's like watching a train crash, probably.
Really?
I don't know. It doesn't appeal to me. So I'm theorizing that I would imagine that it's something where, people want to gawk at the most outlandish thing that they can find.
The feminist site, The Mary Sue, yesterday said they would no longer be covering Game of Thrones because of the scene in Sunday night's episode. Jill Pantazzi, who's the editor-in-chief of The Mary, wrote that the scene was not necessary to the development of the character, nor necessary to further prove that Ramsay is evil. She noted that Sansa is already a survivor, and thus this circumstance, as in all instances, is not necessarily a story-driving device. A lot of fans apparently feel pretty much the same to this, Kenny. Senator Claire McCaskill from Missouri tweeted that she's done with the show after what she called the gratuitous, disgusting, and unacceptable scenes. So, the Game of Thrones has caused a stir since it's been on the air. There was another one of these scenes last year that was hotly debated. Viewers are upset over just this sort of violence on top of violence. So, as Jennifer said, okay, people want to watch it because maybe it's authentic. What is there about this that we need? Or, maybe more importantly, what is there about this that you want? Why do you want to see this kind of stuff? I would think women would be turning this thing off and going away from it and talking about it with other women and other anybody to get them to stay away from this. That's the way you stop these sorts of programs. There's no possible value to this kind of television. There's no value to it at all.
But it's on television now, so that's why you're talking about it. Before, people would just go to the movies. I mean, look at Braveheart. Look at the violence
awful.
That was in
Horrible.
Braveheart. And
yeah.
there are constant violent movies, shootings, stabbings, all of that on the movie screen, and people go to that as well. Now
Look
they're just...
to your point, what a cult classic Reservoir Dogs was, and that was an extremely violent movie.
Yeah, yeah that was
talk
too much
about
for
it
me.
Still.
Yeah.
What is
yeah.
that show on Fox that Kevin Bacon's in?
The
is following. It
Following?
Yeah.
And it's got that one got canceled because it was violent for the sake of being violent instead of a storyline. I think that's the difference, is that I think Game of Thrones actually has good writing. So I think people like it because it's violent, yes, but it also has some backbone to it. It's not just cut them up, saw them up, throw them out.
But why does this violence appeal? And does it appeal to women as much as
okay.
it does men?
So
because women apparently... Yeah, go ahead.
I typed in, why do women or why do people watch Game of Thrones? And there's a blog. A lot of things popped up, actually, for that. And there's a blog that's at All Women's Talk, 7 Reasons to Watch Game of Thrones.
And they are?
They are. The dynamics. It says, from its beginning to end, each episode will keep you on your toes, wondering what's going to happen next. Even if you've read the book and remember the plot well, a full hour of good quality program might seem as too much to ask at first, but believe me, once the credits start to roll, you'll catch yourself wondering how a full hour seems so short. Let's see.
Well, it just it frustrates.
And that is one thing we're forgetting, is that it was a book first. The emotion yeah. is number 2. Love, hate, pride, rage, devotion, fear. The Game of Thrones series is definitely meant to leave a strong impression. Complexity of characters. Oh, here's the first one. Number 4, cute guys. Good reason.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Creative differences at number 5. Humor at number 6. Times are dark, but humor has not disappeared. And number 7, the setting. Apparently, it's very beautiful, the setting to watch. So, aesthetically beautiful.
I don't have many women friends, but the women that I know, I don't know any women. My sisters or people that are my daughter, although my daughter does watch this, I would ask her about
My mom
this,
watches frankly. It.
Does she? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
There's something about being a human being that this kind of thing... interest you. I mean, it goes back as far as you can, as far as
your
you
wife watches
in history.
Did your wife watch this?
Panda does. My daughter does.
Yeah. Well.
But it goes back, you know, they used to fill the Colosseum to see the Christians and the lions.
Yeah, I know. Oh, God.
What
all right, this may be the, as a man, I find this appalling. I think you don't have to be. I don't think a test of manhood is to like this sort of a show. I think that a test of manhood would probably be to evaluate why it is that people want to watch this, and what does it have any enduring quality? And as far as I'm concerned, it doesn't. But that's me. And this is
all
a program
about
all about opinions and choices. You're right. We all make choices. 14 after the hour. My choice today is to suggest to you that you give your father a squatty potty for Father's Day. How about that? Squatty potty will reduce the strain brought on by various problems that men and women have when they are trying to eliminate. Squatty potty allows you to squat fully, relax, and enjoy... I don't know. But it is, it's not, how do I say this without sticking my foot in my mouth? It's nice, it's a good feeling when you've completely...
A successful elimination.
Yeah, elimination, right.
Rah, rah,
yeah.
Rah.
So I don't know if it makes
is
you go,
rah, 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 rah.
Yeah, kind of. Squatty potty engineered so you can mirror the old way, the natural way of squatting, and when you don't use it, you'll see the design fits right into the toilet. Doctor recommended this really will work for you. It may be difficult to talk about, but it's not difficult to use, and you'll be happy, 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 and you'll share the information with other people that you love. Give your father the gift of relief by giving him a Squatty Potty for Father's Day. Available at all Bed Bath & Beyond stores, squattypotty.com. And if you text the code Doug to 511-511, you'll get 20% off the order for the Squatty Potty. That's Doug, D-O-U-G, to 511-511. That's the way you save 20%. And it doesn't have to be for your father. It can be for you. Buy yourself a gift. What's wrong with that? It's something to have. Maybe you buy 4 or 5 of them. I don't know. Whatever they are. They're expensive, to be sure. And they work. It's Doug to 511-511, a Squatty Potty for Father's Day or to somebody you care about. That includes you, Doug. Get the 20% off. Doug at 511-511.
Now that Rite Aid has joined the Plenty program, Wellness Plus is even more rewarding because now you get a second easy way to save. That's right. On top of the amazing values you enjoy with Wellness Plus points, your new card gives you Plenty points, which can be earned in one place and used for savings in another. Earn and use your Plenty points at Rite Aid, Macy's, AT&T, Exxon, and Mobil, and other participating partners. It's even more of the value you love. It's Wellness Plus with Plenty. Get your new card at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal.
Yeah, rabbits are cute. Squirrels too, till they ruin your garden, feasting on your plants. Get yourself some Ortho Animal Be Gone. Animal Be Gone uses ingredients that little critters are naturally repelled by, but it won't hurt them. And the no stink formula works without smelling horrible. Animal Be Gone from Ortho. We don't hurt them, we just chase them. Guaranteed. Learn more about how Animal Be Gone lives up to its name at ortho.com. Use only as directed.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and MLS number 3030.
You know what rubs millions of people the wrong way? Their thighs.
Shaq Talk's Gold Bond Friction Defense.
Skin friction is quite an affliction. On your legs, arms, whether you're running a 5K or just running upstairs.
And Gold Bond Friction Defense is
soothing.
Indeed. It's non-greasy, moisturizes, and helps like nobody's business.
Because your thighs rubbing together is nobody's business.
Gold Bond Friction Defense. Defense starts now.
Your thighs will thank you.
Oh boy.
Available at the First Aid aisle at Walmart.
18 half the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. We are talking today about, in part, this, the video of the day, which is a focus on Kentucky Fried Chicken going back to using Colonel Sanders. I wonder how many of you who eat chicken there, there's so many people eating so much chicken, chicken farmers producing 160 million chicks a week. 160 million chickens a week to keep up with our consumption.
That's a lot of
here.
Nuggets.
160 million chickens a week. The industry is putting out a lot of farmers who are raising these chickens, however, according to an inside analysis, are not doing too well. There was a story that John Oliver brought forth, and you've been following this, Molly, about the chicken farmers. I know some in Pennsylvania, New York State, that are doing okay, but this is... The whole idea, it's the way they're raised is one thing, but the condition that the farmers are working under, what can you give us as an underscore here?
Well, basically what John Oliver did, and you can find it on YouTube, it's really an incredible piece because he talks about the difficulties that farmers are facing against these huge industries.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very difficult for them to make a living. And in some places where they're raising the chickens and the chickens don't have any light, they don't have fresh air. Basically, they're raised in like these silos because it keeps the chickens calm. They don't move around much, and they get fatter faster. And if the farmers want the chickens to be healthy, which in turn, if we're eating them, makes us healthy, they have to battle these companies that are now telling them how they can and cannot run their business.
Mm. Well, then it becomes, then you have a choice to make. You don't do it. Why would you do it if you're not making any money at it? That's why I stopped running the farm that I have the way I have been. I'm tired of subsidizing everybody who wants to use my product. But the government has a lot to say in this. But it's an interesting thing. John Oliver, you can check out that website. It's 21 after the hour.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're on the East Coast, 7:23. If you're in the Midwest, it's 6:23 on the Rocky Mountain State Stations. It's 5:23 on the West Coast where Jennifer is and Kenny is. It's 4:23. Time for our one-hit wonder contest, playing a song by a group that only had one hit on the pop charts. You tell us the name of this group by dialing 888-302-3684, and you'll get a CD with a bunch of one-hit wonders in it, on it. Time has come today. Crank this up, Richie. Oh, I always love some of the stories behind the acts that we're focused on. This group came from Mississippi. Soulful. This was the number one song during this week in 1968. So if you know the name of this group, 888-302-3684. They grew up in Mississippi. They moved to Los Angeles and honed their skills as choir members in a Baptist church. Does this sound like something you'd hear in a Baptist church?
Get up, it doesn't now.
It's a church I'd want to go to.
Really?
I always thought he had a kind of a Mick Jagger sound to him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not his inflection more than his.
All right, so the brothers, let's see, four brothers. Joe, one of the brothers, is on vocals, Willie on guitar, Lester on harmonica, and George on the washtub. Yes, boys and girls, a washtub. Folk legend Pete Seeger took an interest in this group and helped them onto the Newport Folk Festival. They were accepted by the folk community, but they wanted to evolve to a more electrified sound, so they were invited to play on a newly electrified Bob Dylan recording, and that's when they got even more attention. George, the washtub player, he traded in his washtub for an electric bass, started recording their new sound, but Time Has Come Today was the only really big tune that ever made it.
This has kind of a little bit of a Thompson Twins effect to it.
Chart. Really?
So the Thompson Twins, right? Remember the
Yes, right. Yeah, I thought
from the 80s.
Hold me down. Wasn't that
right?
Thing?
It was like
no.
It was like a black guy, a white girl, or a white guy and a, like an Asian girl or something like that.
I just need more.
The Chambers Brothers is one white guy and four black guys.
Mm-hmm. What is it? A brother by a different mother?
Right. Brothers from a different mother, yeah.
Thank you. Time Has Come is considered one of the landmark recordings of the early psychedelic rock era. They broke up in 1972. Lester moved to New York, formed another band. Willie and Joe found work as session men, and George went on to singing gospel music.
Yeah. No.
Well, maybe that might have been part of it, yes. All right, so anyway, we got to figure out what the story is here. Richie, you're watching the phone bank. And,
I am. You have somebody. So let's do it with Tim.
Tim, welcome to Good Day. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing well. How are you, sir?
That's good. I'm well as well. Thank you for asking. So who do you think this is?
I thought it was War, but I could be wrong.
Yes, you are wrong.
Right.
That's not a bad guess, though.
That's a great guess, actually. Yeah, here's Amy.
Amy, hi. Welcome to Good Day. How are you?
Good.
All right. Who's the name, or what's the name of this group?
The Chambers Brothers.
These are the Chambers Bros. Yes, that is correct. The Chambers Brothers. Number one song, and the only song that they ever had that made it to the top of the pop charts, and you remembered it well. Where are you?
I am in Wallace Island, Virginia.
Ooh, very nice.
All right. Off.
Nice and warm hazy and muggy today. Hold on just a second. We'll send you one of our CDs with a bunch of one-hit wonders on it. Thank you very much. This is the Doug Good Day program at 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Stepping out with your cat? You bet. I remember years ago, one of my first books was How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want. And when I talked about the concept of getting a cat to walk on a leash in a harness, or getting a cat to come when called, I'm telling you, the men with the white coats were sitting outside my door. I remember doing a segment on the David Letterman Show. He thought I was absolutely crazy. I was training his two dogs at the time. And he said, you can't teach a cat to walk on a leash in a harness, can you? I said, sure you can. And after kind of going back and forth, I did a segment on the show where I brought my own cat, Maudie at the time, leash and harness on her, walked across the stage, had her come when I called her, and it kind of opened people's eyes a little bit to the concept that cats are really smart. In fact, sometimes I say cats are so smart they convince the public that they're stupid just so we leave them alone. Don't let your cat stagnate. If you want to see the great outdoors, do it in a safe, sensible way. Teach your cat to walk on a leash and harness. I'm Warren Eckstein.
This is Doug Steffen. Get the jump on fleas before they get the jump on you. Cedarside.com's products are made with 100% natural cedar oil and are safe for children, pets, and adults. Cedarside's original organic bug spray repels and kills mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, flies, ear mites, mange, and more. Order some today. Go to Cedarside.com and use coupon code Doug to get free shipping. Or call 800-842-1464. Mention Doug Steffen, Cedarside, for people, pets, and premises.
Hey, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. My office needs coffee bad. Got any?
Yep, and at a low price.
You have cups?
Staples has 12-ounce cups, 8-ounce recyclable.
Stirrers, filters, creamers, sweeteners?
Stirrers, filters, creamers, sweeteners, K-cups.
Hazelnut, French vanilla, French roast, dark, light, medium, bold, vegetable.
And decaf.
Why would you say that? Why would you say that? Why would you say that?
No reason. Make on budget happen. Make caffeinated happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get a 30.6-ounce can of Maxwell House Original Roast Ground Regular Coffee for just $5.99. Offer relevance Q645929 in store and online. It's $5.20.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their body stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself. itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extracts offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Good day program with Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Jennifer Horn is here. Yay! Ken Kessler, Molly Page, Ray, and Doug Steffen. The Dancing with the Stars winner, Jennifer.
Spoiler
last
alert.
Night, Rumor Willis.
Yeah.
Why is this a spoiler alert? Why
well, because is that a spoiler? If you didn't watch it and you wanted to watch it tonight, it's now a spoiler alert.
Yeah, but what's the value of that? Everybody is going to talk about it as soon as
everybody
it happens.
Is. So and I'm Noah Galloway was the odds-on favorite. I think Rumor was the best dancer. Everybody was not surprised to see her win. But if the storyline had played out, Noah Galloway was that injured, I think he was a Marine, who lost his legs, he lost his arms, and he was still competing beautifully. And I think he came in second place. And then The Voice ended last night, too. Team Pharrell picked up its first win. Can't remember the kid's name. Cute little kid with the hat won. He's like 15 years old. Very sweet.
Really?
Not a power singer. Just a cool, solid
Sawyer.
Kid from the farm. Sawyer is his name. That's right. Mm.
You know what I also found interesting, Jen, the fact that the new host of America's Funniest Home Videos is so connected to Tom Bergeron. I think he did, too, under the circumstances, the producer, because Bergeron said, I remember at that party we went to last year, he said, I'm not going to do this anymore. This is my last year of doing it. And I said, why? And he basically said, well, I don't need to anymore. He's getting 15...
Doing
for
it
doing
a long time.
Dancing with the Stars and 7 or 8 for doing America's Funniest Home Videos. So if you're making 15, you don't need another 7 or 8, apparently. So he looks like he picked this guy who was so closely associated.
Alfonso Ribeiro. Yeah, he won Dancing with the Stars last year. Really, and was on The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Kind of, you know, he's perfect for this because he's kind of the cheesy, funny guy. You know, he's not going to be sharp-tongued. He's going to be kind of goofy, which is what you need to be for America's Funniest Home Videos.
I don't think Bergeron's goofy, though, do you?
Oh, yeah.
Bergeron's definitely goofy.
Definitely
goofy.
Oh, really?
Goofy.
You think
cheesy sense of humor.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and I don't mean that as an insult.
No, he does it on purpose.
Yeah.
He's kind of hokey and goofy on that show.
Huh. I went to watch a taping of it because he invited me to come over, and I did last during the wintertime when I was in L.A., and I found him competent. As a matter of fact, fascinating to watch how he works in the room.
You went to a taping of that show, and you didn't take me and talk about it?
I did do that, yes, right. You were upset because I didn't invite you?
Or tell me, yeah.
I thought I told you after the fact that
no.
I went over there.
When you went, you should have told Tom that you would take over.
Fighting words. Yeah.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Come on.
I'll get that. The memo didn't get to him, as a matter of fact. All right, speaking of television, it's time for us now to do what is traditionally something important just for Memorial Day. And when I say tradition and things that are happening at this time of year, one of the great things is the PBS special, the Memorial Day concert. Gary Sinise has been associated with this for a long time. As a matter of fact, I think each time you're here, Gary, we quickly go back through the 30 years that you have been connected to this. Why? And you are well known as someone who feels very strongly about men and women who serve. Just tell the audience again why that is.
Well, it's not 30 years that I've been connected to the concert. This is my 10th year as co-host with Joe Montaigne, my dear friend.
But you've been connected to veterans groups and that sort of thing, I think, for a long time, have you not?
Well, that's true. I have veterans in my family, and it kind of starts there. And I ended up years ago, late 70s, early 80s, getting involved with various Vietnam veterans organizations in the Chicago area. Then I played one in the 90s. In a movie, Forrest Gump.
Forrest Gump, yep.
Got involved with our wounded at that point because I played an injured soldier. And then, you know, after September 11th, when we deployed to Afghanistan and Iraq and people started getting hurt, and I just wanted to volunteer to do something to support them. And so I volunteered for the USO and started pitching in there and entertaining, and then volunteering to support a lot of different military charities that were popping up all over the place and trying to raise awareness for them, and then eventually just started my own military charity. And I was just getting involved in a lot of different efforts. One of those efforts was the National Memorial Day concert to keep awareness up and to, raise then just let people know what Memorial Day is actually really all about. And I think the National Memorial Day concert does that extremely well.
Gary's making reference to starting his own group. You can check out Gary's GarySinisFoundation.org, I believe, right? Gary Sinise Foundation. If you want to spell it, it's S-I-N-I-S-E, for those of you who don't know. GarySinisFoundation.org. Of all of the people that you've met doing this over these years, Gary, is there one story about one person that stands out above all others, a story that you may have not told before, in fact, about someone you met and really identified with?
I don't know. People have asked me that before, and there are so many stories that it's hard to have one stand out above all others. I mean, there's many long stories, and I could mention a lot of them. I've been to the hospital several times. One time I went to one of the early trips to Bansi, Brooke Army Medical Center in San Antonio, and there was a family there with a wounded Marine who was in intensive care. And he was one of the most badly injured service members that I'd seen. And he was in intensive care, and they asked me just if I would walk in there and just visit with him. And he was unaware that I was even there, but the family, to them, it meant something to have, you know, somebody visit. And so I went in, I stood over this wounded Marine, and he was had lost all four of his limbs. He was burned from 90% of his body, and he had a traumatic brain injury. So he had multiple severe injuries. And, you know, I stayed in touch with the family for a little while, and then kind of lost touch. And then through some other events, I came back in touch with the wife, and I found out, you know, what are you doing? What's happening? And they were going from convalescent home to convalescent home, trying to figure out what they were going to do. And so my foundation, Gary Sinise Foundation, is building homes for our badly wounded service members. Mm-hmm. And I felt like the fact that we came back together was a sign. And so we ended up building a home right near San Antonio, right near the hospital for them. And they moved in last year.
Now, you and your Lieutenant Dan band performing at the Hard Rock Cafe in Times Square, you do about 50 shows a year with your band, yeah?
Well, we do quite a number. I don't know. It's there was an average for a while of about 50, but I've had to whittle that down because I'm so busy with so many things. But I think we're probably doing about 35 shows this year, and one of them is at the Hard Rock tomorrow night. It's a big joint fundraiser for the Gary Sinise Foundation and the Independence Fund. Independence Fund has been providing track chairs for a lot of our wounded service members. My foundation is providing housing and that kind of thing. So it's a good partnership. I've supported them for years, and now I have my own foundation. So we're doing a joint fundraiser together. It's a concert at the Hard Rock during Fleet Week. A lot of military will be there, and we want to raise some money to help the cause.
Well, you are an inspiration to and for a lot of people because of the time you give. Again, it's the Gary Sinise Foundation.org. This weekend, Gary is in Washington with Joe Montagna, as he said, to celebrate Memorial Day with a National Memorial Day concert. You can check that out at PBS. Gary, always a pleasure to have a conversation with you. And a lot of people would say that. I mean it. So,
well, thanks so much.
Yeah, best of luck to you. Gary Sinise on Good Day. Up next, actor Patrick Duffy here on Good Day.
At Choice Hotels, we know business trips start with a choice. Stay or go. You can press send or press pause. Start a chat room or chat in an actual room. Just remember, opportunities won't come to you. You got to get out there to get things done.
Should I stay or should I go?
ChoiceHotels.com makes it fast and easy to find a range of Choice Hotels like Comfort Inn and Suites. So stay with us for business and book now at ChoiceHotels.com. You always have a choice.
You've helped make Lumber Liquidators North America's largest specialty retailer of hardwood flooring. To say thanks, we've made unbelievable price cuts on top quality floors at our customer appreciation sale. It's your chance to get pre-finished hardwood for just 99 cents and strand bamboo, our most durable bamboo, from an incredible $149. Plus deals on 400 beautiful floors, including quality laminate from 49 cents and 24 months special financing. You trust our value, we value your trust. So get to the customer appreciation sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Now that Rite Aid is part of the Plenty program, Wellness Plus is more rewarding than ever. Why? Because now Wellness Plus with Plenty gives you a second way to save with Plenty Points, which works similar to Plus Up Rewards, only better. Because Plenty Points can be earned in one place and used for savings at Rite Aid, Macy's, AT&T, Exxon and Mobil, and other participating partners. So if you like Plus Up, you're going to love Plenty Points. Wellness Plus with Plenty. Get your card at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal.
I had new Belvita breakfast bites this morning. Then what did I do? I got dressed, fed my cat, cut my bangs, wore a hat, got most of my kids to school on time. Took a car to the train, ran to work, missed the rain, saw a sheepdog chase its tail online. Have you seen that video? It's really funny.
Try new Belvita breakfast bites when you're on the go. Made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release 4 hours of steady energy. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
Hey,
celebrity. I always like these conversations with people that we all know. It's like we know Patrick Duffy because he's been around for so long. I don't know if he likes it when you're getting long on the teeth. What is it? That's his expression. Long on the tooth, pal.
Yes, right there, Sonny.
There you go. Last time I saw you, you got shot. As a matter of fact,
Oh, really?
Well, I'm trying to remember. Actually, I was a bigger fan. By the way, welcome. Patrick Duffy is here. We're going to talk about his role in this new NBC show that'll be starting in July called Welcome to Sweden. It's on Thursdays on NBC at 9 o'clock. I was not a big fan of Dallas the first time around. For whatever the reason, I don't know, maybe it was on the right time or whatever. But certainly I knew you. And I will tell you a little silly story. I live in Santa Monica part of the year, and I was there's a little drugstore on the corner of 6th and one of the, I don't remember which, but it's a little teeny drugstore. And I walked in there one day, and Larry Hagman was getting a prescription. And he was dressed to the nines. He didn't look like what you saw on television, but he was really dressed. And he was taller than I thought he would have been, and so I engaged in a conversation with him. And it was a short, but a very interesting, because he was the kind of a guy who you didn't think revealed a lot about himself, and maybe he didn't in conversation, but the way he carried himself, the way he looked, made me realize a great deal about this guy. And I would bet a lot of your time is still spent talking about Larry Hagman. Is that true or not?
It's very true because of many different reasons, but he was and remains today the best friend I've ever had.
Really?
The closest I've ever been to anybody other than my wife. Literally, everything you said is true.
Yeah.
He was the most accessible person, which is very interesting.
He was very friendly.
Biggest star on television in the entire world, and your experience is the same as everybody else's. If you saw him and you went, "Hey, Larry," he would turn around and all of a sudden he's talking to you and he's telling you stories that you can't believe are true.
He was very serious. Yep. So how would somebody, if they ran into Patrick Duffy in that little drugstore on the corner of Montana, it was Montana and 6th. So I don't know where do you live?
Well, I live up in Oregon.
I have a ranch
in Oregon. But I've lived, I lived 25 years in Los Angeles, and I have a place in the Pacific Palisades. So I'm in Santa Monica all the time.
I live down in the canyon, Santa Monica Canyon. That's where my house is. Neighbors. So if I were to see you walking around, would I have the same feeling about Patrick Duffy as I did about Larry Hagman?
No, I'd probably look at you and say, "Go away."
Okay, well, that's fair.
Everybody else does, Patrick.
Why not? Pretty much everybody else
does. Yeah, I know. Right. Well, it's only because I would know who you were.
Ah.
If you were anybody else.
You'd have a conversation with them, right.
I think everybody goes through that learning curve. I don't think Larry did just because of his personality.
Yeah.
But by and large, most people in the business, it's a very steep curve of anonymity to complete access of the general public, and that takes an adjustment, and people do it at whatever rhythm and time needed to make that adjustment. I now engage everybody. It's the first time they've seen me, whether it's happened 10 times that day with other people, it's their first time, once you realize that, it makes it easy.
So Patrick Duffy has been in all kinds of dramas and played all kinds of roles. Why Welcome to Sweden?
When Amy Poehler calls, we as actors line up and hope she chooses us.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's one of those kinds of things. If Amy Poehler, if Tina Fey, there's a certain group of people in the industry that everyone trusts.
Right.
They trust their taste, their choices, and their honor, I guess. In other words, they wouldn't be asking you to do something that they would be embarrassed to tell everybody you were doing. So when the phone rang and they said Amy Poehler wants to talk to you about doing this show, I said, if I'm available, I'll do it. She doesn't need to tell me what it's about. I would just go ahead and do it. So we met in New York, and we were having a drink in the lobby of a hotel, and she started this thing about the show is so good and it's going to be this and that. And I said, Amy, I'm going to do it. You don't have to sell me on it. I just wanted to have a drink with you. That's all.
All right. Give us 30 seconds on the show. We're on the time. I want you to tell us about the show.
It's a very interesting show. It's an American man who is a lawyer, and it's a true story of her brother, a lawyer in New York who fell in love with a Swedish girl, and she needed to go home, so he dumped his entire career, moved to Sweden, started writing comedy and doing stand-up, and established a life there.
Greg Poehler, isn't that interesting? A true life story. All right, so this is funny. It's going to be on DVD, I guess the first season, 9 o'clock Thursdays, NBC, the second season starts in July.
Yep.
Patrick Duffy. Well, I'll look for you on the streets of Pacific Palisades next time I'm there. Good to talk to you. Thank you. Yeah, we'll talk to you.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience 4 full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
The hour, Doug Steffens. Good day, and time of the week when Warren Eckstein from the Pet Show joins us to talk all things pets. And interestingly, Warren, I got some information. We're going to talk about it here in just a couple of minutes. The cost of being sued when your dog bites somebody has risen dramatically, and what you need to do to protect yourself if your dog is to bite somebody or was to bite somebody. Also, I want to talk about whether dogs should have the same rights as people. A new poll says that they should. So we'll find out what that means with Warren Eckstein coming up here in just 60 seconds.
This week is National Dog Bite Prevention Week, a time to educate the public about preventing dog bites. It's important to know that 99% of dogs are not born aggressive. Dogs bite as a reaction to something, and it's up to us as their owners to ensure their safety as well as the safety of those around them. That's why the American Veterinary Medical Association has teamed up with the United States Postal Service, State Farm, and the Insurance Information Institute to promote Dog Bite Prevention Week. Dr. Jose Arce from the AVMA has some helpful information for everyone who either owns or interacts with pets.
Dogs may bite for a number of reasons. They may be in pain or afraid.
afraid. They may be sick or they may be protecting something they love. It is important for you to learn a dog's body language in order to know when they want to interact and when they need to be given their own space. Everyone, even our dogs, deserve their own space when they need it. The most important thing to keep in mind is that dog bites are preventable.
For more information on National Dog Bite Prevention Week, visit avma.org.
So, Warren, I was looking at some information yesterday, and I see that the rise in dog bite claims has risen over 67% from 2003 to 2014, and it's now over $32,000. So if your dog bites and hurts somebody, the average that you are on the hook for is $32,000.
Crazy.
That is really crazy. So how do we, A, prevent our dogs from biting somebody, and then, B, what happens if our dog does bite somebody?
You know, it's an interesting question. First of all, so many dog bites can really be prevented. So that's the number one thing. If you have a dog, prevent dog bites, and you don't have to worry about being sued. And how do you do that? You hear me say this all the time. Training your dog, educating your dog is critically important, but the most important thing you can do is socialize. Now, I honestly believe that people should be responsible for what their pets do as well as responsible for what their kids do. So if you have a dog that bites somebody, you should be responsible that your dog did. Now, the best prevention, again, is a leash and a collar. Very few dogs bite when they're on a leash and a collar. The other thing that's critical, too, is that it's really imperative to teach kids. You know, I worked with many, many different large organizations over the years, and the number one problem is children being bitten by dogs, and that's because children are animated, they have high-pitched voices, they're yelling, they're screaming, they're running. So all of these things have to be taken into consideration. Now, in terms of the amount of the suits, I have people calling me all the time, Rich, saying to me, listen, they told me I have to give up my dog, or I can't afford the increase in the insurance because of my dog. And not that the dog bit, the threat of the dog biting just because what breed it was. So there's a lot that really needs to be done. But most importantly, if people would socialize, train, and educate their dogs and their kids, I don't think you'd have these big losses. But again, one person wins big, and everyone's on the trail.
All right, and if we all get rid of our kids, we shouldn't really have a problem either, right? No more kids.
Listen, if your kids throw a ball through a window, who's responsible?
Yeah, okay. Hey, so there's a new poll out that says animals should have the same rights as people. And apparently, what does it look like, 70% of the people think that they should have the same? What kind of rights are we talking about?
Well, in other words, I think, like, for example, the right, if you have a dog, for example, that's incarcerated because it did something wrong, it chased a car, or it accidentally bit somebody, and it wasn't a purposeful bite, any of those problems, those dogs should have a right at a shelter to have some kind of hearing. I'll give you an example. My dog was deemed deadly. My dog had to be killed. There were 200 dogs evaluated, all chihuahua mixes, at a shelter. They were all deemed feral. They were all deemed vicious. No one was able to go in there. Luckily, Chihuahua Rescue called me. I was able to go in there and evaluate these dogs, and the judge took my word and said these dogs could, in fact, be given a home. So I think if a dog is going to be, and I talked about this the other day, if a dog or a cat is going to be euthanized, I think there should be professionals at the shelters that make that determination, not just someone who says, you know, we have too many.
I agree that if a dog is in a shelter and he's going to be euthanized, that there should be some. But I also think the owner that trained that dog should be on that trial as well.
Exactly.
Oh, absolutely. I agree. They both should share the cell.
Right. Because it's usually not the dog. It's usually the idiot that trained it. So, all right. There
always
it is.
The idiot that
Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show at 58 past the hour. Dick Steffens, good day.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.